on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Laura Rost is the national coordinator for B City USA and B Campus USA. So, Laura, is it no mo May or no mo Mondays? What is the campaign?
Yeah, so basically the idea is to mow less when your spring pollinators are starting to emerge. So for your area, probably May is a good time to cut back, but it really depends on where you live and what the weather's like. When your fruit trees are blooming is a good time to kind of back off on mowing and think about our spring pollinators.
And of course, no mow May is the catchy slogan. It works. This is something that originated in the UK, but talk to me about what happened in Appleton over the past couple of years. Appleton, Wisconsin, north of us, they took this very seriously, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Initially, they pitched the idea, and the city wasn't really into it, and they kind of spent some more time talking and doing some research and decided to give it a shot. And for a few years, they had an official No Mow May policy, but I've heard now they've decided to step away from No Mow May, which does speak to its complicated nature. This is just kind of one introductory small step we can take to help our native pollinators, but really what pollinators need is native plants that bloom throughout the growing season. They need us to reduce or eliminate pesticide use. They need protection for their native natural nesting sites, like leaves and bare ground and sticks and logs. And then we need to do public education and get more people involved. But this is just one tiny step that people might want to try if they're kind of testing the waters of creating more pollinator habitat.
Because we know if we don't mow, there are many village or city ordinances where you'll be fined and they'll come out and tell you to mow. And I think that's kind of what happened in Appleton, although they did suspend it for a while. But I'm married to a farmer, and I'm always harping on him about the butterflies, not just the bees, but the butterflies and the loss of milkweed because of farming and the impact it has on that. And he always comes back at me and says, well, why don't you talk about what people do to their lawns? Because that has every bit as much impact. Is that true? Do we over-fertilize and take our lawns to an extent because we want that beautiful green lawn at the expense of not only wildlife, but pollinators?
Yeah, we often think of a pollinator food desert as something where it might be concrete, but really a homogeneous grass-only lawn is a food desert to our bees and other pollinators. So incorporating flowers into a lawn and reducing those pesticides and herbicides can really help. But you can also shrink your lawn and add native trees and shrubs, or, you know, just rethink the lawn altogether and look at a more natural landscape, something that looks like the natural areas you see in your parks and other wild spaces. But introducing those native plants can really do an incredible amount of good for the pollinators that are your neighbors and that help supply us with 1 in 3 bites of food we consume. So that 40 million acres of lawns in the U.S. really doesn't do a lot for pollinators, but it really can if we just make some small changes.
Right. So you could just add some things. You could add some plants, some flowers. If you have to have that perfect green lawn, there are other things you could add that would beautify your space, but still give them an opportunity to succeed and thrive.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone said, I changed my lawn over to buffalo grass. This is on our text line. No mow ever. I grow my own prairie pollinator plants in a greenhouse. That really is the key. We're starting to see a movement where people are becoming aware of what we do to pollinators, and they're trying to make some changes, but we're a long way off, aren't we?
Yeah, but, you know, I like to think of it as that, yes, it can feel overwhelming that there's so much to do, but I like to think of it as just there's a lot of room for progress. There's so much low-hanging fruit. There's something almost anyone can do to help pollinators, whether it's putting a few potted native plants on your balcony or, you know, pulling those weeds by hand instead of using chemicals or talking to your elected officials about pollinator-friendly policies like altering those weed and lawn ordinances to allow for those native plants. So there's an opportunity in every community, no matter where you live.
So it doesn't have to be no mow May. It could be a low mow May, or you could just make some adjustments that really wouldn't ruin the look of your lawn if that's important to you. That's never been important to me. It's not my thing. But I think that growing some stuff that is native to your region is a great benefit. How do people go about that? Local plant sales? Somebody sent me a native plant sale that they're having in Rock Island this weekend, but that's probably the best place to start, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you're not sure what to plant, our parent organization, the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation, has a plant list for every area of the country. But I did a quick look of what we've listed for your area, and native roses are a great choice. Sunflowers, you have numerous types of milkweeds that are lovely. Coneflowers are a great choice, and even something a little bigger like a serviceberry can really add so much. And those plants are all relatively easy to find for sale, and they're pretty easy to grow. And you can also, if you see one of these plants in a neighbor's yard, some of these you can split and propagate yourself or get some seeds from them or ask them where they bought those nice plants and, you know, start a conversation.
All right. Give me the website where people can find out information.
All right, so you can hear about more about Bee City USA at beecityusa.org. And then to find those plant lists, you can visit Xerces Society's website at xerces.org.
Thank you so much for joining us.